أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأوفوا الكيل والميزان بالقسط لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها. صدق الله العظيم. The next commandment of Allah تبارك وتعالى, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأُوفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ, and fill the keil, that is the measurement, وَالْمِيزَانَ, and that is the scale, بِالْقِسْطِ, with justice. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the business aspect of a person's life, and in actual fact, every dealing between two people. On the one hand, in its very, very literal sense, that when a person buys or a person sells, one needs to make sure that when we purchase, we do not purchase and receive more than what we're supposed to. And when we sell, we make sure that we do not give less than what we're supposed to. That is the hukam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat. In Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Who are these mutaffifin? Alladhina idha aktalu ala an-nasi yastawfun. Same concept, that the mutaffifin, destruction be upon them, that when they begin to sell and they weigh, then they give less, and when they take, they want to take more. Now here, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has opened a very, very important aspect in our minds with regards to this aspect of tatfif, taking more and giving less. And that is, he spoke about the aspect that a person performs salah, and in that namaz, the person does not complete either the rukun, the posture of the salat in a proper manner, or any other aspect of the salah in a proper manner, he has also regarded that as a person who is mutaffif. In other words, a person that has given less than he is supposed to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when we want the rewards, we want the full reward from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On this, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi has commented that insofar as the concept of giving more and taking less should be applied in every aspect of a person's life. We are in employment of someone, so there is a contract of a particular time between example 8 and 5, then we will have to fulfill that responsibility of 8 and 5. If we go later, come back earlier, then obviously we have made tatfif. In other words, we've given less and we are taking more. And like that, in every aspect of a person's life. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, that we have not imposed upon any soul but according to its ability. That outwardly, this may seem to be difficult, but in reality, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has never imposed any form of difficulty whatsoever on a person. It is all according to the ability of a person that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed the rule, Allah ta'ala has revealed the law. وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعْدِلُوا. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, when you speak, then فَعْدِلُوا, do justice. That speak with justice. Here the ulama have expressed two very important aspects. One is to speak the truth, to be just in every aspect of our lives. But two very important aspects will be that when a person has to bear testimony, a person has to be a witness, has to give evidence, then he has to do it with absolute justice, and he has to be truthful to the best of his ability, to the best of his capacity. The second is that when a person becomes a judge, a person adjudicates in a matter, then also he is supposed to be just in every aspect. We find in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that insofar as judges are concerned, people that adjudicate, people that do judgments between people, there are three kinds of people. One, you'll be blessed by Allah Ta'ala with the reward of Jannah. The other two, they will be not condoned by Allah Ta'ala, but they will be punished by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and for them will be the fire of Jahannam. The person that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will bless and Allah Ta'ala will grant Jannah is that person that had the knowledge when he took on the responsibility of adjudicating and judging between two parties, then he had the full knowledge of the Shariat, the law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then he heard and he listened and he followed all the procedures. Thereafter, after following the procedure of the Shariat, he came to a conclusion that was just, that was fair. Such a person will get the blessings and Jannah from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then the second judge is that person, he has the knowledge of Shariat, he has the knowledge of Quran and Hadith, but then he does not apply himself in the final verdict of his. He knows what is the truth also, but then because of being biased, because of being unjust, unfair, he gives an unfair verdict. Such a person, that person will not be condoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person will be then punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third person is that he does not have the knowledge of the Shariat. He does not care to find out the knowledge of the Shariat. And then he makes a judgment in that matter. And that is an incorrect decision that he has reaches. That person also will not be condoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person will be punished by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُ. And the ahd, the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill that covenant of Allah, the promise of Allah subhanahu, the promise that we have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is this ahd? What is this covenant and the promise that we had made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That we took this vow of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. It is a vow in the sense that we promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we will fulfill all the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We will follow our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And hence this is the ahd. This is that covenant, that pledge that we had taken with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill it. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for you. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advised you with a great deal of emphasis for those people. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. So that you may take heed and you may accept the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.